With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. The Garfield County Sheriff is lifting the evacuations for property owners in the Lodgepole Complex fire area. That's thanks to more favorable weather conditions that have allowed firefighters from 34 states to make some progress on trying to contain the massive 390-square-mile fire. Ann Miller is a spokesperson for the fire management team.
Today's progressed nicely. I feel like we're making progress on containment. We are still waiting for some more numbers to come in. But as far as I know, and from talking directly to my husband, who's an engine boss, we haven't had any major runs on the fire.
Fire managers say they have stopped most of the fire's growth and have gained 20% containment. Miller says a lot of Garfield County residents are extremely jumpy right now because a lightning storm passed over the area last night.
And while it was on the north side of the lake, there's concern that that would start fires in other areas that would draw eventually into the Lodgepole Complex.
Yesterday, Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester took to the Senate floor to call on the Federal Management Agency and Congress to help out first responders across Montana who are fighting wildfires.
Protecting our communities from disaster and coming to help our fellow Americans in their time of need is a fundamental pillar of government.
On Monday, FEMA's regional administrator denied a request for emergency funding from Montana Governor Steve Bullock. There are more than 24 wildfires burning in the state right now.
As Montana burns, Congress cannot afford to wait. We need to act and allow catastrophic wildfires to be treated like what they are. They're natural disasters. It's the least we can do for the rancher in Jordan who lost his cattle, or the rancher in Sand Springs who no longer has a fence around his pasture, or any Montanan who is forced to leave their home that they've known because a fire may be descending upon it.
Tester today called FEMA Administrator Brock Long to request additional resources for the state. Plans to build Montana's largest solar farm are in jeopardy after state regulators set contract terms developers say are unworkable. The Billings Gazette reports the Montana Public Service Commission finalized contract terms Friday, 10 years at a rate of $20 a megawatt hour. Developer Mark Klein says the project can't move ahead with either the low rate or the short contract length. The 80-megawatt solar farm would generate enough electricity to power more than 14,000 homes. Developers have signed a lease to build it on state land trust outside Billings. The project qualifies for an energy contract from Northwestern Energy under a federal law to promote alternative energy resources. The PSC has extended the same 10-year term to all energy contracts, which state lawmakers say is too short to support renewable energy development. Politics in Washington has reined in an annual recognition of American cowboys, backed by Republican U.S. Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming. Enzi's office says despite bipartisan support, a resolution designating July 22nd as the National Day of the American Cowboy failed for the first time since 2005. The Casper Star Tribune reports the resolution is normally passed through the Senate's unanimous consent procedure. That's whereby non-controversial items like post office names are automatically approved. But because Democrats are forcing debate and roll call votes on every item brought to the floor, the resolution died. You've been listening to listener-supported Yellowstone Public Radio News for Tuesday, July 25th. Have a good evening.